You cannot ask for all my powers. Okay? You cannot wish me free of my curse. Have you been cursed? I stare up at him. Yes, as I told you before. His face becomes a mask of pain and regret. Sorry, I say sincerely. I must have been overexcited by the whole situation. I didn't hear you. What happened? Who did it?
I do not wish to talk about it.
His tone suggests that I better back off. But he can't just say something like that and then refuse to talk about it. Is the curse unbreakable, or can it be broken in some other way?
I know it can be broken somehow, but I most certainly was not told how.
We could try and find a way, though, right?
I've tried before. Nothing has ever worked.
That doesn't mean we have to stop trying.
Trust me, it is a painful endeavor, made of false beliefs that never prove truthful.
I'm sorry, I mumble. It must have been hard for you. But we can stay positive and keep hoping. Something will come up, I'm sure.
Hope is a good breakfast, but a bad supper, he comments cynically, shaking his head at my optimism.
From his bitter tone, I get the impression that the topic, once again, is making him uncomfortable. I'm sure he'll be more ready to open up once we get to know each other better, so I'll let it be for now. But I'm not giving up. If there's a way to free him, we just need to find it. He simply needs some faith. Jeannie, I try to lighten the mood by changing the subject. Could I give one of my wishes to someone else? I mean, as a gift?
Absolutely not. And this is the last rule.
A note of strain is still audible in his words, but he seems relieved that the conversation has moved on.
You cannot speak to anyone about me, the wishes or the coffer. It would make it all disappear the moment you voice your first word.
I hate to keep secrets. I'm not very good at it either, I grumble.
I'm afraid you will have to keep this one.
But when I'm done, could I pass the coffer on to someone else and make them discover its secret? I ask hopefully. This way I wouldn't need to break any rule. I wouldn't be telling anyone. Can I do that?
No, most definitely not.
Why?
The coffer has a will of its own. When you are finished with it, it will go to whomever it sees fit. Ahem, here I was, thinking I had finally found my liberator, whereas you are already trying to hand me down like one of your possessions.
I blush vividly, looking down in mortification. That's not what I stutter. I wasn't really, I mean, associating the two things in my head. I look at him and see that he's messing with me. He's hardly suppressing a grin. Oh, forget it, I tell him, my face still very red. Upon being discovered, the genie roars with laughter at my embarrassment. He's even more gorgeous when he's not sulking. I only wish it wasn't at my expense. I look at him morosely. Are you having fun? I ask pointedly.
Please excuse my incivility. I could not resist the temptation. He chuckles.
Then, still grinning, he asks, Is all that we discussed clear? I nod grudgingly and look down at my pad to do a mental recap. Rules. No killing. No resuscitating the dead. No falling in or out of love. No extra wishes. Wishes must be self-centered. Proximity rule for magic on others. No immortality. No time traveling. No future telling. Teleportation, okay. No genie superpowers. No freeing the genie. No telling anyone anything. No gifting the coffer. Note to self. Investigate genie's curse. Age. Even with all these stupid rules, I can still do a lot of damage. I smile in satisfaction, anticipating my first wish.